It's our downtown, all of us, so I think it would be important that we try to get down and support some of those businesses the best we can.
Speaking of support, there is an organization called 811 that would really appreciate your support to protect our underground utilities. We got Dan and Darby here. Dan, how many damaged claims do you think you guys go through just in Indiana area, 811? People busting up our lines.
I have no idea. That's really a Darby question.
All right, Darby, do you think?
We monitor at the IORC. We keep an eye most closely on gas line damages. Those are the ones that get reported to us for investigation. And so just gas lines is over 2,000. And so if you figure gas is 2,000 and there's probably an equal number of all the others.
That's six a day.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, see, they're not going to tell you on the other ones, but when you hit a gas line, it's, holy crap, I hit a gas line.
It
I
got
to call somebody.
Yes,
you know?
It is. We want you, if you hit a gas line and there's gas leaking, we want you to call 911. We want you to get out of there.
Yeah.
We want you to, you know.
Shut down everything you can shut down. Walk out the door and
just leave it.
You know, I don't think people realize how shallow some utilities can be.
They're amazingly shallow.
Rightfully, you know, some that haven't been installed properly. I remember we were scraping. I think we were scraping topsoil. Matter of fact, it was right around in here and ran right into a gas line.
Yeah, a lot of times it doesn't even necessarily that it was installed incorrectly. It could have been installed correctly back when it was installed.
Right.
But you've graded the ground, you've done things, and so there's more and more topsoil gone. So that gas line gets closer and closer to the surface over time.
The easiest way for people, if they're going to do anything in their yard, drive a stake, dig a garden, plant a tree, fix a mailbox, it's 811.
Bury some drug money.
Really?
Not that I know anything about it. But, you don't want to bury contraband and hit a utility.
Yeah, because the police will be out there then.
That's right.
That's right. So
that will draw attention to your deeds.
Best way to do it, by telephone?
Do it on the phone, but you're probably better off. It's faster. It's easier. You're going to wait a lot less if you do it online. If you go to indiana811.org or you go 811now.com.
But both go to the same place?
Both go to the same place. That's correct.
Okay. Because I've been pushing the indiana811.org. So that's
sure,
the proper way to go.
That'll work. That's perfect. Go there and put your request in.
How much information, obviously, the obvious of I mean, are you filling the form out and telling on the form what you're doing and the whole bit?
You are. When you get to the site, it will ask you for who you are, what your contact information is, obviously where you're going to be excavating, the site address, what kind of work are you doing? How deep do you expect to dig? Those kinds of things.
So in the case of, like, my landscaper, Sundown Garden, they just called and said, hey, this is the address. We're pulling core aerifying the lawn.
Yeah, this is the address. This is what we're doing. We expect to go, if they're aerating your lawn, probably 6 to 8
yep.
inches deep.
All right, and they came out and marked, and that's how I knew they were coming to – actually, I didn't even know. I saw someone mark my lawn.
That's a contractor that's ahead of the game. And by the way, Sundown Gardens was named Business of the Year by the Westfield Chamber of Commerce. The way to go. And that's that type of stuff. They're staying ahead of it. And that's what contractors are supposed to. The bigger risk, I would imagine, would be homeowners that says, it doesn't apply to me.
Well, it's homeowners who said it doesn't apply to me, and also perhaps homeowners who might not know to call. Which is why we spend a lot of time, effort, and money in educating folks on 811.
And you know what? That's the whole purpose.
It's free. That's the thing.
It's
when
free.
People realize this does not cost you anything, it's going to cost you a lot more if you hit a utility line.
Yeah, they're probably going to make you pay for it if you hit something. It's going to cost you a lot more than that free contact of 811.
Probably about it. It's got the hammers coming down, and you know it.
And the money's really not as important to me as it is in making sure that you stay safe. There's a significant risk of injury if you hit a gas line or any other utility.
As a homeowner, you don't care if you're safe or not. But when you get your bell rung with a $4,000 bill to repair a utility, then you start caring. So we can say everything we want.
You can't emphasize that enough, though. Yeah. Hitting a gas line can be a real, real dangerous issue.
Well, we don't want you to hit anything. So we always tell people that even something that seems innocuous, you know, I hit a fiber cable. It might be expensive, but, you know, with that data line, maybe you knocked a hospital off their data network.
Right.
You might have taken out a 911 center. So there's a lot of sort of other effects where you didn't get hurt when you hit a fiber line.
Or interrupted a 4 years morning TV, and now they're
Now you're in trouble.
We're all in trouble.
That's a big trouble.
Well, guys, thank you very much for spending a little time and talking about it. I think the more that we can get the word out and make people realize it's not complicated. It doesn't cost you anything. Just a little tiny bit of planning on your part. Yeah. And you can have them marked as much work as you're doing. They'll come out and continue to market.
Yep.
That's right.
There you go.
All right. Thanks guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Remember, Indiana811.org. We are coming right back, 93 WIBC. Hey, Pat Sullivan here for the Michaelis Corporation, available to you 24/7.